This graphic summarizes the work of Lerner and his colleagues at Tufts University. One of the things they found is that once they looked at all the different assets, they could be boiled down to the following C's: competence, confidence, connection, character, and caring. They all lead to positive youth development, PYD. If you have that, it can lead to reduced risk behaviors, in addition to the youth contributing back to the community. So there's a feedback cycle associated. If you take a closer look at the five C's of PYD, you may notice that they map on very nicely to the original work on self-esteem that was done by Cooper Smith in the mid-60s. Although this work was conducted some time ago, with only a relatively small sample of boys, some of the things that Cooper Smith found out that were associated with young people feeling good about themselves were quite similar to these constructs that Lerner and his colleagues found. There was a sense of competence, being good at something, a sense of belonging to a family, and having a particular role. Cooper Smith also talked about a sense of virtue. He didn't mean virtuous in the way that sometimes we use the term, but really mapping onto learners' construct of character. He talked about kids that felt good about themselves who had a moral or spiritual center, which kept them grounded, despite other things that might go on in terms of family stresses or peer influences. What's striking is as you begin to look across different literatures and across time, you begin to see some of the same themes that crop up. They may be called different things, but the research seems to support some of the same concepts, study after study. This gives us some comfort in looking at those, particularly as we begin to try to create some categories of strengths that we might want to elicit when doing an assessment and treatment planning for children who have special needs.